Call the commission meeting to order. It is 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, October 26, 2011, which is the time and place for the North Dakota Public Service hearing here in the meeting here in the commission hearing room, 12th floor of the state capitol in Bismarck. For anyone listening in, or for the record, this is Tony Clark, commission chairman. I'd like to welcome everyone today, and would invite my fellow commissioners to add their welcome as well.
It's Kevin Kramer. Good morning and welcome.
This is Brian Culp. Good morning and welcome. I just want to thank my fellow commissioners for letting us delay the meeting for a half hour today so I could attend the Day of Deployed ceremony at Bismarck State College. It was 6 years ago, Shelley Michaels is her name. She started the Soldiers Angels program, and then Governor Hovind declared North Dakota a Day of Deployed October 26th. It grew from North Dakota to 40 different states. And now Senator Hovind just got a bill passed through the U.S. Senate proclaiming it a national Day of Deployed. And so it was a very good ceremony, very good turnout. They had members of the Guard there, the community, and it's now a national day for Day of Deployed. So if you're interested, go to the website, soldiersangels.com.
Very good. Thank you. With that, we do have some items on consent.
I move passage of the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Moving to items in my portfolio, just two. We have a fairly light agenda today. TC1, I move the commission issue an order in case number GE-11-655, canceling warehouse license number 1236, issued to Demeter 1993, Inc., DBA Viterra, Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, at Candu, North Dakota, and ordering that business at Candu is discontinued effective immediately.
Second.
This is the result of a request the licensing division received. The facility is no longer used and has no outstanding obligations.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
TC2, I move the commission issue a notice of consolidated hearing in Montana Dakota Utility Company's combined application for advanced determination of prudence and application for certificate of public convenience and necessity for an 88-megawatt simple cycle combustion turbine project, case number PU-11-395 and PU-11-396.
Second.
Of course, advanced determinations of prudence and certificates of public convenience and necessity are fairly tightly related, especially on these in-state builds that require the CPCNs. So we'll be holding a consolidated hearing, which will begin at 9 a.m. Here, 12th floor of the state capitol in the commission hearing room, and it will be on January 10th, 2012.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That ends the items in my portfolio. Commissioner Kramer.
Thank you. And I just have one. It's going to be a tough one. KC1, I move the commission accept the Federal Office of Surface Mining's 2011 evaluation reports for the coal regulatory and AML programs.
Second.
It's like report card day, except it's better than when my kids were in junior high. I had the opportunity actually recently to testify to the interim committee, actually the day that we received these reports, and it was pretty good time, and I was able to photocopy a couple pages out for the legislators. Each year, of course, the Office of Surface Mining provides us with a report card on the work of our reclamation and AML divisions, and each year it's as good or better than the previous year, and we're very proud of that. So today's a day to congratulate Jim and Bill and the entire staff up on the 13th floor. Just a couple of highlights. First, from the reclamation review. The North Dakota Coal Reclamation and Enforcement Program allows for and encourages public input and participation throughout the program. I think that's worth noting these days. From time to time, some have accused them of not being as open as they have. And there are several accolades relating to public outreach that were well-earned by the staff. Some major accomplishments. The North Dakota Public Service Commission continues to administer an efficient and successful coal regulatory program. They also highlight the fact that we do it with such a small staff, and I think that just makes us all double proud for the efficiency and the productivity of those folks. The North Dakota Public Service Commission has a very good working relationship with their customers that include industry, landowners, citizen groups, and other governmental agencies, including the Office of Surface Mining. The Reclamation Division carries out its duties using the appropriate technical expertise and with a high level of professionalism. Overall, North Dakota has an excellent coal regulatory program, and there are a lot of less interesting things to read, perhaps, in the review, but they're all very, very good and very complimentary, and rightfully so. With regard to AML, since the program's inception, the North Dakota AML division has conducted over, this is kind of mind-boggling, actually, when I read some of these statistics, over 134 primary reclamation projects, 25 emergency projects, numerous construction, maintenance, and sinkhole filling projects at a total cost of about $37 million of federal funds. More than 17 miles of dangerous surface mine pits and high walls and 1,500 acres of underground mine subsistence have been reclaimed. We highlight the fact that Bill had received a Wildlife Habitat Award in this last year for his work with Wildlife Habitat. And again, all in all, the conclusion was simply that overall, the North Dakota Public Service Commission has performed its duties admirably and has adhered to its AML reclamation plan. PSC is recognized by OSM for the performance and quality of its work. So good job again, Jim and Bill and everybody up in AML and reclamation. We gladly accept the report, and I suppose someday, if it's ever different, we'll just put it on consent. No, we wouldn't. Good job, guys.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you.
Aye.
Aye. That ends the items on the agenda. We have a few meetings upcoming between now and our next meeting. Our next commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, November 10th. I don't recall why we have it on Thursday as opposed to Wednesday.
There must have been. Brian asked that yesterday. Does anybody here know? Do you remember why?
I don't remember. We must have had something
somebody
at some point.
Somebody had something tentative or something.
Yep. Yeah, we helped. Anyway, it's scheduled for Thursday, November 10th at 10 a.m., so a little bit of a different day than normal. We have this afternoon Ottertail and NSP coming in for a hearing on the advanced determination of prudence for the CAPEX 2020 Group 1 project. Next Tuesday in Williston, we have a hearing for the Plains Pipeline LP crude oil pipeline in Williams County. We have a few other meetings scheduled before our next regular commission meeting, including one on this Friday, October 28th, regarding the City of Granville gas pipeline safety violation. We have a director's meeting on November 3rd, and on November 7th, we have our periodic information exchange meeting with Montana Dakota Utilities starting at 10 a.m. With that, I don't see any media, but I will ask if there is anyone who has any questions for the commission. Seeing none, we will close this portion of the meeting and come back in, say, 5 minutes for the administrative portion of the agenda to begin at 10:45.